In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the text has just been read. Zacchaeus was a bad man. Well, at least as bad as a Danny DeVito character. It's not bad enough that as a Jew, he worked for the Roman authorities, collecting taxes that were already too high, and then putting a premium on top of it so that he could get rich. It was not bad enough that he would do that, but he also robbed his own people. And as if that were not bad enough, he was not just any old tax collector. He was the chief tax collector. And not in some tiny little place, but in Jericho, where all of the people brought all of their customs and dues and caravans into the Holy Land. This was a bad man, and no self-respecting Jew would have anything to do with him, except for Jesus. Jesus, you see, was looking for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus thought he was looking for Jesus, but that was not what it was. Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus because he wanted to reach out to him with salvation. Because after all, the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. Zacchaeus, perhaps curious at what the crowd was all about, or having heard about Jesus, his reputation was starting to travel by this time, wanted to see who this guy was. He couldn't make it through the crowd, so he had to climb up into a sycamore tree so he could be able to see Jesus. And when he did, he thought that was it. But Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus and told him, "Come down from there because I'm going to stay at your house." This is absolutely incomprehensible. Good Jews don't even talk to sinners, to traitors, to people who turn their back on their own people and then extort them to boot. But to stay and eat dinner, in which he would be taken into the house, being given a seat of honor, and given a place to stay in the midst of tax collectors, goodness knows, prostitutes would probably be there too. How could Jesus, a teacher, a man from God, look for such a lout and then invite himself over for dinner and a night to stay there afterwards? Jesus did the unthinkable. Who would do this? I'd ask, if that day comes that the Lord calls you into the ministry, would your first visit be, oh, say, to the pawn shop to make sure that you invited yourself over to dinner? Or perhaps down to the bar, or to a brothel, or if you're in Las Vegas, but work in New Jersey at the moment, to go over to the gambling house and invite the manager over for dinner? Probably not. This shocked the people around him. Why would someone who so much stood for everything that God stood for, someone who just might be the Messiah, seek out Zacchaeus? The answer? Zacchaeus is God's child too. Before the foundations of the earth, God knew that Zacchaeus would be where and when he was. He loved Zacchaeus so much that, among other things, he sent his son to seek and to save him because he was lost. Jesus came to Zacchaeus because he deserved salvation too. And when he came there and forgave his sins and gave him the faith to respond, Zacchaeus responded famously. He would give all that he owed and that he cheated people out of back, and four times that as well. The law only required a fifth more. Zacchaeus was going to go the whole way. So it is that Jesus then turned to those who followed him and said, "He is a son of Abraham too, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost." In our culture, we're more like Zacchaeus, I think, some days, because we are told we must be seekers. We must go out there and look for our spirituality, not, you know, maybe try out this congregation or that religion or that guru in order to make sure that you are on the best spiritual path for you. We're told that the best thing that a church can do is to found seeker-sensitive services, places where people can come and find God and learn about him so that maybe if they work hard enough, they might accept Jesus as their Savior. Sometimes these people look all over the place and don't find much of anything. Sometimes we look all over the place and don't seem to find much of anything worth anything either. We might try one technique, one spiritual growth path, one 100-day Bible study reading program after another, and we don't feel fed, or we don't feel like we are growing in the faith. We might try one preacher after another because that preacher really does a little bit of a boring sermon, or he really doesn't talk about anything practical, or we just don't get anything out of worship that Sunday morning. After all, it's up to us, isn't it? Or is it? You see, we are not the ones who are looking. It is God who is looking for us. From the very day that he saw that we would fall into sin, he began a plan and set in motion the events that would save us. And when the time and place came, Jesus himself came down from his throne on glory. The good shepherd left behind the 99 sheep and looked for, you guessed it, us. He came and he looked and he died in our place when the sin threatened to take us away from him forever. He came, you see, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so, through that, he found us. But he didn't stop there. Over the centuries that have intervened since then, he has sent one faithful pastor and teacher and deaconess and layman out after another into the world so that his word would go forth to find lots of other sinners who are lost. Some of them became our pastors and teachers and parents, and because of them and through them, he called us to the waters of holy baptism, found us, and made us a part of his kingdom. He placed in our hearts the faith which changes us to be just like him. And now he sends us, too, to seek and to save those who are lost. Sometimes in pretty comfortable places, sometimes in very uncomfortable places, to be sure. But it is we now that will be his hands and his feet and his voice in this world. To find the Zacchaeuses of the world, and the Pharisees too, and say to them, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save you. Why not take up his grace and be a part of his kingdom? And through us, God promises then to find others, to call them into his kingdom, and to make them his own children as well. Then there will be one day when all of us together, perhaps even Zacchaeus, will meet together around God's throne when all are found and all are in the presence of God. And it is this time that Jesus will be the one who is throwing the banquet, and we who will be his guests, both now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of God, which passes all human understanding, fill our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.